This week saw the death of a prominent Norwich figure, Roy Blower, who was one of Norwich City's best-loved supporters. It was also announced this week that Chatterbox has received an enormous donation from an anonymous donor. This is going to allow us to provide improved services to many listeners, and there will be more news of this in the next month or so. Unusually for June, a Norwich street has seen snow this week. Norwich City College is set to become one of the largest education providers in Norfolk.
He was the little boy who stood on a milk crate to watch his first game at Carrow Road more than 70 years ago. And he grew up to become the voice of the fans and one of the greatest and best-loved supporters Norwich City has ever had. Roy Blower died this week at the age of 76, surrounded by his family on holiday in Suffolk. He was the true Mr. Norwich City. In recent years, Roy had been living with Parkinson's and was confined to a wheelchair, but with his beloved wife Beryl by his side, he rarely missed a game at Carrow Road, where he was better known than some of the players. But it wasn't just the football which Roy was famous for. He devoted his life to helping others and serving Norwich and Norfolk in so many different ways, as a magistrate, a county councillor, a city councillor, and one of the most popular Lord Mayors Norwich has ever had. Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters said, "We're all deeply saddened to hear about the death of Roy Blower. Roy was a force of nature, an amazing advocate of the city he loved. He served as a Labour councillor for the city and county councils, and I know that he was especially proud to have been Lord Mayor of Norwich. Our thoughts are with Roy's wife Beryl, their children and family. He will be sadly missed."
A talking newspaper which provides the latest headlines to Norwich's visually impaired has received thousands of pounds from an anonymous donor. Chatterbox, Norwich's talking newspaper, started sending out weekly talking bulletins 40 years ago, using cuttings from this newspaper. But although the technology has moved on from posting out cassette tapes, the service's technology needed an upgrade. And now, thanks to a £5,500 grant from an anonymous donor, the recordings will be able to be listened to on an Amazon Echo smart speaker and on the telephone. Currently, recordings are sent out on USB memory sticks, and Chatterbox provides listeners with a free memory stick player. Listeners plug in the memory stick each week to hear the new recording, which includes cuttings from the monthly EDP, Norfolk Magazine, Let's Talk, and a Chat Around, a quarterly magazine produced by a Chatterbox team. Now, 50 listeners will get a free smart speaker, and support will be provided to help new users set up their smart speakers and start listening to Chatterbox. This will be provided to Chatterbox listeners who already have Wi-Fi connections and are interested in trying out the new technology. Chatterbox always welcomes new blind or visually impaired listeners and are provided with a free USB memory stick player and receive all Chatterbox recordings every week free of charge. Anyone interested can contact Chatterbox at contact@cbtn.org.uk or leave a message on their answer phone on 01603 765 365.
Work has begun to transform a Norwich street into a film set for an upcoming Netflix production. Victorian-style props and shopfronts have been installed along Elm Hill for the filming of Jingle Jangle, a musical produced by singer John Legend. The historic quarter of Norwich acts as the perfect backdrop for the period film, which will star Oscar-winning actor Forrest Whitaker. The David E. Talbot-directed film will follow a toy maker as he struggles to get his magical new invention to work in time for Christmas. Production staff were hard at work changing the modern quaint shops along Elm Hill into a 19th century high street. Fake bags of cured meat hang outside a makeshift butcher's shop, beside a greengrocer's, bakery and a fishmonger's. And to complete the Christmas feel of the film, fake snow will be laid on the ground.
Norfolk's new super college will have 6,000 students after merger. The leader of what will soon be Norfolk's biggest college says she is aware of its responsibility towards its thousands of students. City College Norwich, CCN, is set to merge with the Norfolk campus of Eastern and Otley College, which announced on Tuesday that it will be splitting its campuses and merging them with other local further education providers following critical Ofsted reports. The resulting organisation will be the largest education provider for 16 to 18-year-olds in Norfolk, with close to 6,000 students across City, Parston and Eastern colleges. The Otley campus will become part of Suffolk New College in Ipswich. Corianne Peasgood, principal at CCN, said, "We recognise that it is a huge responsibility. We have to provide the courses that Norwich and Central Norfolk need. We have to make sure all these areas we provide are of really high quality."